The story isn't over for an Iranian pastor. A film calls for an end to global poverty in this lifetime, and radio disciples Africa's youngest. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sloppy work on the apostasy case against an Iranian pastor has led to a retrial. For now, it's a reprieve for Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman adds,
"The Ayatollah Khomeini is getting involved in this, which is very, very unusual. The Iranian government is looking for some kind of back door out of this situation."
Prayer and international pressure also played a role in the decision. While it's good news, the danger hasn't passed yet.
There's still the possibility that he could be executed at any time. It's a very erratic government. So we need to pray for him and his family, and then also for the church in Iran, that they will continue to be strong. They would not be intimidated.
There's no date set for a new trial. In the meantime, even though the church is growing, the intimidation poses a risk to gospel work. Musselman is urging prayer against fear, especially now.
We do know that the church is growing in Iran. Many young people are coming to know the Lord. But these kinds of cases make it very difficult for Christians.
Elsewhere, anti-Christian extremists attacked a Gospel for Asia-supported missionary earlier this month. The pastor was distributing tracts in a nearby village when a family asked him to pray for their sick child. As the missionary started to pray, a mob rushed in and began beating the pastor and his team, accusing them of trying to convert the village. The beating didn't stop until some elderly community leaders stepped in, pray for healing and for hearts to open in this Asian village. You're listening to Mission Network News. Economic reforms in Cuba are well underway, but they don't appear to be having the intended effect. The resulting poverty has brought both despair and opportunity. A surprising combination, perhaps. WorldServe Ministries' John Dick sums it this way.
God is sovereign in these things, and as events in Cuba are changing politically and socioeconomically, you know, it opens up opportunities for us to make the gospel even more relevant to people there.
The ministry is seeing revival among believers and a new interest in Christ.
We're hoping that God will open doors for us to, in the end, send about 100,000 Bibles into Cuba.
They're working through the government channels to launch the distribution, which is eagerly awaited.
We had an opportunity to meet with over 800 pastors and leaders. These pastors looked at this as an opportunity for the gospel to become something more contemporary for many people who are reading Scripture.
Next, the church is winning the war on poverty, but after thousands of years, why isn't it already won? Compassion International is challenging the church to step up through a new movie, 58, the film. Kathy Redmond says,
"It's really a call to action for Christians to mobilize the global church to end poverty in our lifetime."
The film shows scenes of trafficked young girls, indentured slaves in India, gangs in Brazil.
A young boy who says, "I have dreams, but they will never come true. So let me have no dreams at all."
They're all powerful. Compassion hopes they're powerful enough to get people to respond.
A lot of Christians are acquainted with the verse, "There will always be poor among us," but not the other 2,000 verses on poverty that says, "But you have to do it. You have to help."
The success of the film will be gauged by the number of minds changed and hands on board to end poverty. The film is being debuted in cities across the U.S. today, but you can also host showings at your church or Bible study. Find more information at our website. And at a recent radio conference in Ghana, delegates from 19 African nations came together targeting one group of listeners, children. The radio professionals were challenged to work harder in reaching the 414 window, or children from the ages of 4 to 14. Radio is still the most listened to medium in Africa, and households are getting increasingly younger. HCJB Global was in attendance, and now African radio is more equipped to share the gospel with kids. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned with where your nation's headed? Well, that nation may not matter. To remind you about what nation is important, Mission Network News is making available the book Jesus Nation. It's by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University. For your gift of any amount, it's yours. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.